You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Said it'd take us somewhere special. I didn't expect this.
No, neither did I.
Did everyone arrive in limousines? The street's deserted, apart from all the security.
Oh, yeah. This is the exclusive part of town. Caldor's very much a world of have and have-nots.
The queue's moving. In we go. Who's this coming to meet us?
One of our robots. Get used to it. There's a lot of them about.
Welcome to the complex. All stores have opening day specials for founding family members. Simply verify your ID on the bio network.
Thank you.
There is no need for thanks. We are here to serve.
Is there somewhere we can just sit down?
Take the central escalators to the level 3 dining outlets. Enjoy your experience.
Oh my, all right. Dozens of them everywhere.
The green ones are Vox. They can interact. Those others are called Dumbs. Menial class, fetching and carrying.
Welcome to the complex.
So, Liv, how does it feel to be home?
I'll get back to you on that.
Caldor Company headquarters. Yes, I was hoping to.
The company don't work for us, only themselves. That new complex for a start.
Yeah, I thought you'd be outside there. It's only, what, half a mile that-a-way?
Yeah, trouble is, we're not allowed within half a mile of it. Not our neighbourhood. Our faces don't fit.
Well, that's a pity. My friends have gone to take a look.
Ah, well, you're very special friends.
I like to think so. So what's your plan?
Get on the news. Won't be long till they start arresting ringleaders, like me.
You've got them rattled. That's the thing about profit-driven organisations. Profits can't keep rising forever.
Well, hold on. You're with us?
In principle, I've got insider information. Look, stick with it. These things take time.
Is there a problem here?
No, we're having a chat. I'm on my way in.
Really, sir? I don't think so.
I've an identity disc somewhere. Yep, hip there. Company access, you see?
Very good, sir. This way in.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Keep up the good work.
You're one of them after all. The elite!
Right, that's enough out of you.
Right, it's time to break up this party.
Shall we try this place?
Yeah, I suppose. Actually, you might like the iced soda coffees here.
Might I? They sound positively awful.
It was one of my dad's favourites, though he preferred mixing his own.
Well, the vouchers say the first drinks are on the house.
OK, since we're here, let's give it a go.
Madame and Madame, please have a table by the window. One of my robots will be over to take your order.
Thank you.
Today's menu's on screen. Will you be dining today?
Maybe. We're not staying long.
Of course. Lots to see in the complex. But I hope we can tempt you. Might I be so bold as to inquire your bearing, your delicate features? Is Madame one of the 20?
The what? Sorry?
No, she's not. Neither of us are.
My apologies. I'll send the robot over. SV23, two for drinks.
Here, I need someone to help with my bags. You, robot, which is the best table?
Excuse me.
Now, she's one of the 20.
20 what?
Founding families. They literally treat the planet like they own it. Kaldor's all about class.
I can see that. We don't really have to rush off, do we?
Sorry, it's just weird for me, being back here.
The doctor meant well.
Yeah, he always does. It's amazing how he can hang around with so many humans and not learn a thing.
You know, it's more than you think. I'm grateful to be able to spend some time with you. Relaxing, after everything.
Of course. Sly old doctor.
This is it, the company. I've heard so much about the place, it's high time for a visit.
Welcome to Kaldor Company office. How may I assist you today?
Hello. I was hoping to speak to one of your technicians.
Do you have an appointment?
Thank you, V21. I'm here now. Are you my 2 o'clock?
Well, I suppose I must be. Overtech?
Call me Tula. It's good to meet you.
I'm the doctor. And I'm very interested to hear all about your robots. And, of course, your new leisure centre.
Leisure centre? Oh, you mean the complex? Yes. Everyone's very excited about the grand opening.
I hope to pop along there myself. Maybe you could show me.
Why not? But first, come through to the showroom. Let's meet our robots.
Robots are rather beautiful in their own way.
I suppose they are. We like being surrounded by beautiful things on Kaldor. Look at this place. It just isn't me. I don't know why the doctor brought us.
It's only fair. You've been to London enough times. I like seeing where you come from.
That's the thing. I don't really feel like I am from here. All the time I lived in the city, I was looking at the stars. I took a few trips. Then, when Dad died...
You were free.
I'd qualified. I started looking for medtech postings on long-range transports. Though I wasn't as quick as some to get out.
Oh, look. The silver one's coming over.
Welcome to Sol's Bistro. I am Supervoc 23. I will be serving you today.
Oh. What?
Have you made your choice?
Yes, thank you. Two ice soda coffees, please.
Two ice soda coffees. Will that be all?
For now, yes. Liv, are you all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Sorry. That robot... must be a new generation.
And?
Nothing. I just haven't heard one sounding like that before. Sorry. Soda coffees. Yeah, you'll love them.
People do like the old Vox. They're comfortable with them. So the look hasn't really changed, but we're constantly developing.
Something different under the hood, eh? I'm always interested in new technology, especially where Kaldor androids are concerned.
You're familiar with our robots?
I've had some dealings in the past, yes.
You're not registered with any Kaldor business. Well, we are always open to new export opportunities.
I can't promise anything.
You want to be discreet. We understand that too. The company has sympathy with personnel issues.
The protest outside, is that something to do with personnel issues? Taking people's jobs?
Oh, no. Kaldor is well used to the robots. It's more of a class issue.
How so?
The complex is an exclusive venture. Clientele must fulfill certain criteria. People out there, well, they wouldn't be able to afford it anyway.
What's the trouble with exclusivity? People end up being excluded.
Several businesses in the complex have our new design Supervox on staff. Here, I'll call a demonstration model.
I am Supervox 111. I am programmed with all supervisory functions in industrial, commercial, and civil functions.
Fascinating. The voice is you, isn't it?
We're building virtual people. You can't do this job if you don't have some ego.
I'm curious to see them in action. I assume you're monitoring the complex here.
Of course. Through here, our security station. Anything in particular you'd like to view?
Well, I've a couple of friends inside. It would be nice to see how they're getting on.
Maybe we should go.
You were just starting to relax.
You know me, I don't really do relaxed. We don't have to stay cooped up in here. There are mountains outside the city. Beyond that, the desert, forests.
Oh, your drinks. Please enjoy.
Thank you. What is it about that robot? I thought you'd be used to them.
All right, this will sound weird, but it reminds me of someone.
It's not that strange. They're very lifelike. It's nice spending time with you, Liv. I feel normal.
Tell me, what's normal again?
You know, after everything, the Sonomancer, end of the universe, Rikerton.
I reckon you'd talk about things if you wanted to. If not, well, we've usually got a doctor to get out of trouble. Keeps us busy.
Liv, thank you.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. That's what I need. The doctor's fussing. It's low level, under the surface. He's not entirely sure about me, I feel it.
Ignore him. We'll find something else to distract him eventually. He's like a kitten with a ball of string sometimes.
Only the ball of string usually turns out to be some kind of doomsday device. Yeah. I've never really had a friend before. Not someone like you. But you're more than that. We're family.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Mmm. Oh, you were right. Delicious.
Liv? Livchenka? Is that you? I thought so. Mind if I join you?
Oh, there they are. Zoom in, would you? Is there sound?
Yes. Hold on.
Helen, this is Kit Labour. We were in training together. Nice to meet you, Kit. We were just talking about friends. How did you know I was here?
Kaldor Bio Network. You suddenly appeared on my grid.
Ah, yes, the equivalent of find a friend. Technology bringing people together. Tula?
They're your friends. Liv, she's with you.
Yes, she is. Overtechchenka.
She's my sister.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
Are the rest of the gang here? Where's Pellico? You two were joined at the hip in training. Baz is always good for a laugh.
We went our separate ways after the Lorelei. Where did you get assigned?
Didn't finish training. It's good to see you. Livchenka, here. Today of all days.
Are you meeting someone?
No, no. I'll get some more drinks. On me.
Maybe we should go.
Why? He seems nice. A little jumpy.
I don't really want to get into a conversation about the good old days.
Why not? I don't mind.
And the trouble is, our friend, Baz Pellico, died.
Oh.
And not just that. Kit was always a bit of an idiot. His family could get him a job anywhere, but he never sees anything through. He never sees past his own privilege.
I knew a few like that back in London, too. Some things about human nature never change.
Here, glasses. I ordered something with a bit more fizz.
You're celebrating something.
Why not? The SV's bringing the bottle over.
Listen, Kit, I'm sorry, but it's my first time here. Liv was going to take me on a tour of the countryside, so we can't really stay. Look at that. The robots, they've stopped. They've all stopped.
No. That can't happen.
I'm sorry. I just hadn't expected. Liv's your friend.
Of course. One of my best friends. I thought it might be nice for you to... Oh, what's happening? Tula, the screens are cutting out. Are they supposed to do that?
Most definitely not.
Has something gone wrong with the power?
Must have. It was a rush to get this place finished in time. The company had deadlines.
What about all the people?
Don't worry. I expect they'll just evacuate.
The robots look rather spooky now. Standing there, frozen.
Apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Bear with us a few more moments and I'll try and find out what's up.
What? What's going on? The Dumbs, the Vox, they're grabbing people on the walkways, attacking them!
No, don't go out there!
You are responsible for my safety!
I know, get in the back, come on!
I don't understand. What's happening? This isn't right. The robots are killing people.
Kit, wait!
We should leave with everyone else, shouldn't we?
There are hundreds of robots out there. Only one in here, still dormant. The owner's got the right idea. Go with him and that woman, Helen. He'll call for help.
What about Kit?
I'll get him.
People.
The robots are waking one by one, and when they do, they're attacking.
We should leave.
We can't get out that way. They'll kill us.
Liv, I don't understand. Why would they want to kill us?
No idea. Welcome to my life.
Tula, what is happening? You must know something.
We're shut out. Loss of all controls, communication, everything.
Can I do anything?
I've never seen anything like this.
Well, please let me help.
No. Actually, security, restrain this man.
Yes, ma'am.
Really? We're going to do this now?
It's rather a coincidence. You turn up and the systems go down. You know who I am. You're not a buyer.
I never said I was. People assume.
What have you dragged Liv into? Are you with the Sons of Kaldor?
No. I'm not. We're too early for them to be any real threat.
What do you mean by that?
Not at liberty to say. Web of Time and all that.
Search him. He must have some device, some gadget interfering with our systems. I said we should screen visitors.
Listen to me, Tula. I'm not causing this. But whatever it is, I can help.
This is Control.
Overtechchenka.
Go ahead.
We're getting reports. A few people got out of the complex.
A few?
It's in lockdown now. Doors are sealed. No one in or out.
What's happening in there?
That's the thing. The ones who escaped, they say robots were attacking people.
Impossible. Get security on it. I want a proper report. Chenka out.
It was impossible the last time too, and the time before that.
What are you talking about?
The incident on Commander Yuvanov's sand miner, the Lorelei. Do any of these names mean anything to you?
Let him go. Get out, all of you.
Yeah, clearly they do.
Overtake. What
go.
Should we...
Go. Tell Mr. Posco I'm on my way, if he's not expecting me already.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, come on. You have the overtake.
So, tell me, how do you know about those incidents?
I was there.
Hold on. I read Liv's debrief after she signed the non-disclosure. There was some mysterious doctor on her ship and on that sand miner. Each time he managed to resolve the situation.
One and the same. Me.
The descriptions on file are of completely different men.
And this time I'm different again. It's something I do. Now, how can I help?
People are dying out there.
Have you called the authorities?
Comms are dead. I can't call anyone.
Then we've got to help ourselves. Is there anything we can use to hold them off?
This is a coffee bar, not a military outpost.
Wait. It's quietening down out there.
Maybe they're going.
I need to get out.
No, you open that door, you'll get all killed.
I dragged you back here once, kid. Don't make me do it again.
Get off!
Stop it! Stop fighting!
Let's all calm down. I'm Helen, this is Liv, and Kit. You are...
My name's Sol, like the Bistra.
I am Salma Var of the Topmaster Var family. I left everything out there, my bags, my phone, all my valuables.
Forget it. When this is all over, claim the insurance.
Shh. Listen.
Confirmed. Detection device sensors indicate that the purified...
They're leaving. Can we go? Please, I need to see my friends.
No, you heard. They're looking for life signs, looking for us.
What do they mean? Purify this level?
I don't know, but I'm sure we can all take a guess.
I don't care what the selenite price is doing. I own all the sand miners and half the city. Just need to get my hands on the other half. Hold on, Minister, I'll get back to you. What's this about the complex? Some malfunction?
Sorry, sir. We have a situation.
Oh, Tula, you know how I despise situations.
We need to contain it.
And who is this striking young fella?
I'm the doctor. Gallo Posca, I presume. Company director.
Am I sick? Did nobody tell me? Why do I need a doctor?
I'm afraid it's even more serious than that, Mr. Posca.
No, sir. It's the doctor. From the redacted incident files.
What?
You need to shut down your robots. Now.
Still not working! Oh,
this is ridiculous. My personal comm phone has guaranteed 100% coverage in the city. I left it out there on the table.
That won't work either. Comms are jammed.
Why do you say that?
Isn't it obvious? Walk out there, grab her phone and check if you don't believe me.
We can't. We don't know how many robots are roaming around or how psychotic they all are.
Is there another way out?
No. Well, there's underfloor vents, but I'm not sure how we'd...
Hang on. Hold on. If we could get out that way... Surely they can get in.
Can you hear that?
Get away from that door!
The walkway's clear. I know somewhere close by we can run to. It's more secure than this.
I hear something. Under the floor. Is it...
Insurance, remember? Salt, stick with us!
The walls!
They're coming through the walls!
No, ah! Sir, eradication must be complete.
No. No, Salt!
No!
No! No! They took him. They took them both, and they killed them.
It's clear. We can make it if we go now. There's a vault. We'll be safe.
Purify. Purify.
Helen, purify. Look at me. Purify. We need to get purify. Out of here. Now.
Purify.
It's that damned underclass. Spoiling it for everyone. They were out in force today.
They might object to the opulence of your complex, but I hardly think they'd start killing people over it.
Then you've a better opinion of human nature than I, Doctor.
Security brought in some of the ringleaders. That Hadway woman.
They're concerned about the distribution of wealth. Can I talk to them?
Are you new to Kaldor? It's vulgar to talk money. It's a question of breeding.
The Doctor came here with my sister, with Liv.
Remind me?
The medtech. Went off to explore the universe.
And then some.
She's been travelling with the Doctor and another off-worlder. I think they're still trapped in the complex. We've got to get these monitors back online.
It looks very dead. Did we have to run all the way down here? So undignified.
They're my friends, and they're in danger. Along with hundreds of others, that is our first priority.
Agreed.
What's caused this? What could possibly make hundreds of sophisticated robots into indiscriminate killers?
The sand rats.
What?
Ah, yes. That could be it. The sand rats.
Explain. Quickly.
Why did he want to come here? Wouldn't it make more sense to find a way out?
There are dumbs covering all the exits. Still, a jewelry store, of all places. Why did you come here? Kit?
Oh, no. No, no, no!
We're too late for these poor souls.
Tam, Worrell, Asher, they're dead. All dead. This wasn't supposed to happen.
You know them. So what was supposed to happen? What is this? You were planning something.
All these robots going berserk. Is that you?
They were supposed to shut down. Maintenance settings. I rolled them back to maintenance settings.
You said something about a vault? Move!
Purify.
You use them for pest control?
Yes, it seemed the simplest solution at the time.
It's hardly the best use of sophisticated technology.
We needed to clear the place before opening. We moved our people out and set them to eradicate all life signs from the building.
In fact, there are over 1 million multi-level constrainers preventing your robots from harming living creatures.
It was simpler to bypass everything. We switched them off.
You did what?
It was just easier.
Lazier? Infinitely more stupid.
They were already on site when we discovered the sand rat infestation. They were chewing the cables. It would have set the launch back weeks.
Losing out on a few thousand credits. Oh, well, can't have that.
No, we can't. A lot of founding families are heavily invested in the complex.
Couldn't you have waited another few days, or however long it would take to do it safely?
It's the holiday weekend. We need it to be open.
And the mayor of Amity Island won't close the beaches.
What?
Never mind. So, as far as we know, if they've somehow malfunctioned and reverted to these previous settings, your robots are now programmed to remove all life signs from the complex.
Correct.
I do wish you wouldn't keep saying your robots. It feels so accusatory.
I wonder why.
Can't we switch them off?
We tried. There's some kind of signal jammer on site. We're running a decrypt, but the computer thinks it'll take hours to relink the command network.
Well, what about restoring their programming? Can't you roll out updates, patch them back to full operational capacity?
It'll take time. We usually run updates overnight. Plus, the jammer.
Yes, the jammer. That suggests premeditation. I should speak to this Hadway person after all. But first, we need to find a way to evacuate everyone inside before the robots rip the place apart, finding them.
Doctor, I think I have an idea.
Good. I'm listening.
They won't get through there. No way.
Is this what you were after? Zelenite stones? Lucanol diamonds? Happy now?
Liv, this isn't helping.
It's helping me! Oh, you were always pathetic, Kit. But a thief? Haven't you got enough already?
We thought it would be a laugh, you know? Show the company.
Those founding families I was telling you about? Kit's one of their sons. Really says a lot for the gene pool. Is this how the idle rich get their kicks?
I only wanted to roll them back to basics. Freeze them, watch everyone evacuate, and then escape with the loot. We've got getaway cars in the underground slipway. I set up the signal blocker to stop the company reactivating the robots.
And now I bet that means they can't shut them down either.
I see. This company...
The company! They make the robots.
They can operate them remotely? Why didn't you turn off your signal blocker now?
It's in the foyer.
Which is swarming with robots.
All right. What are our options?
I don't see that we have any. Except sit and wait.
Well, I've heard worse plans. In fact, I'm usually the one suggesting them.
I don't think I've ever been down to the tech center before. Could do with brightening up.
You're not really a hands-on manager, are you, Mr. Poska?
I pay people to build the things.
Here. Robot identity tags. So, Sandminer machinery recognizes them. More importantly, so the robots recognize each other.
I think I'm catching your drift.
I use one of these to walk into the complex through the old supply tunnel. I go in, disguised as a supervoc. I find the people, hand out tags to everyone, and walk them out, all within the hour.
Brilliant. Now, I'd suggest one small adjustment. You don't go in, I do.
Who knows these robots better? Who built them? Programmed them? I can even sound like them.
Tula's right. Besides, she's a company woman, and I don't trust you.
There are hundreds of people in there. We should both go.
No, my decision is final. I want a company tech in there, Tula alone.
I'll evacuate in stages. The people on the upper floors are safe for now. The robots are going through the place floor by floor.
Excellent, Schenker. You're the one for the job.
I have much more experience of life or death situations.
Then you'll know what this phase disruptor can do. No argument.
Sorry, Doctor. I need to go. Now. 1 hour.
She could be walking into a death trap.
Have some faith, Doctor. My people are experts. And best of all, they've already signed the non-disclosure forms. You're a loose cannon.
I've just realized That's why you haven't sent the troops in. You still think you can hush this up.
How very perceptive.
All right. So what do I do in the meantime?
Hope you don't mind, but I'd like to lock you up.
How long have we been here? If they were going to get in, they'd have done it by now.
They'll keep trying. They won't stop. Not till everyone's dead.
This vault is solid metal.
So are they. They're designed to carry industrial machinery, smash through rock if necessary. However long it takes. What's that?
Maybe they don't need to break in. Maybe they just unlock it.
They can't.
They're robots. They've got computers for brains. How long is it going to take to crack a combination?
Clearly not very long.
Please remain calm.
It's one of them! It's inside!
Why is it closing the vault? What's it going to do to us?
Right, get back. Get back or I will hit you!
Please, don't. Hello, Liv. Is that any way to greet your sister?
What is this?
Hello. I'm from the cell next door. Thought I'd stretch my legs.
What? Yeah, people who get locked up down here tend to stay locked up.
Yeah, I'm not people. I'm the doctor. Ms. Hadway, is it?
Hey, that's my vid screen.
Prison cell with an entertainment screen? Only on Kaldor, eh? Well, actually, it's fairly common in most civilized societies.
What are you doing to it?
Someone with the right know-how can hack into their computer systems. We met earlier, outside, by the way. The protest's broken up, I take it?
We show our faces here whenever the company has a new venture. We're not good enough to be let anywhere near the complex. Gallo Posca and his cronies are... Well, they're stripping this planet bare, all on the back of their poor robots.
Interesting. You support robot rights?
Yeah, they're workers, just like us. Hey, that's me. That's my record.
Let's have a look. Lena Hadway. Quite a list of public order offences. Nothing violent. It's good to know I'm not incarcerated with a dangerous felon.
Hold on, you broke into my cell.
I say, incarcerated, how do you fancy a wander? I think we can help one another.
Yeah?
Active on robot rights and Kaldor's citizen employment laws.
Back when robots weren't used as slaves for everything.
Just a thought. You don't know anything about a group calling themselves the Sons of Kaldor, do you?
Never heard of them.
Good. But I expect you do know a way into the complex.
Yeah, of course. I used to work there. Back when it was... Ah, well, that's on my record, too.
Yes. When it was a manufacturing depot. Come on, Hadway. Gallo Posca and his company board members are rather distracted by their share price right now. And I am well-versed in escaping.
Is this really going to work? You think these discs will fool the robots?
I got in, didn't I? Right. We've all got robot IDs. We should wait a little while till the ones outside move off.
She's the expert when it comes to robots. Likes nothing better.
Thanks, Liv. Nice to see you too. You should have let me know you'd be visiting.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a sister.
We lost touch a long time ago. I was barely out of college. Tula had her career to think of.
We all had careers. How were the space lanes? You disappeared yourself for a while there.
Right. But it must be good to see each other now. I can't believe you didn't say, not even when... Well, when I had that family trouble back at Calcott.
It didn't seem to be the right time.
You told me how important family was. When your family's gone...
Well, she's not gone, is she? She's right here.
But what you said about keeping in touch...
Oh, Liv's very good at telling other people what to do. Ready? I think we're clear. You all understand what's needed.
I've got experience too, in tight situations. Probably more than you.
I'll get you three out. Can I see about the ones on the top level?
There are people still up there?
About 100, according to this. The robots are combing the complex, floor by floor, methodical, and they've got dumbs on all the exits.
You really think we can simply walk past them?
Ideally, we'd all have robot masks, but the ID markers should be enough. We just need to be totally calm, not a flicker of emotion. You think you can manage, Liv?
Sure.
And here we are.
They don't use this access route anymore.
Oh, somebody does. These vehicles are new. Sporty little numbers.
Why would anyone leave them here? Rich kids, must be.
Shh, shh, shh. Someone's coming.
Life signs detected. Eradicate.
Doctor, they're coming from the stairs. One Vox, two Dums.
Hey, look at me. Right, bring your friends over. Tell them, what life signs do you detect exactly?
Three heartbeats. Two targets identified.
Does that make any sense? Where's the third target? Over here? Or over here? How do I see that lift shaft? Run for it!
Correction. Three targets. Correction. Two targets.
Or maybe it's behind you. Or maybe you are malfunctioning.
Correction. Three targets. Correction. Two targets. Your sonic device cannot breach our shielding.
Oh, you made them too efficient, Tula.
Target acquired. Please remain still while I eliminate your life signs.
Right! Second target over here!
Correction. Three targets.
Oh, sorry about that.
Please do not interfere with my duty. Running an engine in an enclosed space constitutes a pollution hazard. Deactivating vehicle.
Oh, thanks. You barely scratched them. But confused them enough to let me go. Run!
The people on the upper level, look. They're coming down.
Contamination detected. Purified and
they should have stayed put.
That's the Tula I remember. Sympathetic, compassionate.
Am I going to have to put up with your sarcasm forever, Liv?
Yeah, probably, I'd say, probably.
This isn't going to work.
I came in here to help you.
Yeah, so long as you can stroll in and be the hero. I'm surprised you didn't just stand outside and chuck money at us.
Liv.
Be quiet, please.
I did what I could. I paid for the funeral.
Oh, anything so you didn't actually have to be there, eh?
I said goodbye to Dad in my own way.
Oh, so you remember him? That's who I was talking about when I said family's important, Helen. My dad.
Life signs detected.
Liv, you should really calm down.
This is not the time.
Never is.
It isn't going to work. It isn't going to work.
It won't if you keep on like that.
Liv!
Come on. Are we doing this or what?
He's right. It's not working. We're not going to make it through the exit like this. Just get in the Cineplex. We need to calm down and regroup.
No. I'm going. I can make it to the doors.
Kit, don't.
I can't stay here.
There are so many.
Shut up. Let me go.
Multiple life signs. Positive contact. Negative. Positive.
He got past the vault. Let him go. Now, inside before it gets here. But the inside.
Locked?
Hey! You! Company people!
Mr. Poska, there's someone at the exit.
Who is it? Is it Obatekchenko?
No, young male. BioNetwork says it's Kit Leva, one of the 20.
His family fortune's on the wane. That luck's not going to change. Maintain the lockdown.
I know you've seen me! Let me out!
Die.
Get away from me!
You must be contaminated.
Die.
Level purified.
Confirmed, Mr. Poska. No movement outside the complex. Cordon maintained.
Thank you, Comtech. Let's lay some groundwork. Leak a story about dangerous supply lines. Shoddy maintenance by the private power companies.
Yes, sir.
Let me know if there's any change. I always wanted to own some generators.
Might I assist, Mr. Poska?
Perhaps, SV-111. Time I took the situation in hand. Too many factors outside my control. I don't like it.
There is an update from Robotech, sir.
Go ahead.
The decrypt is starting to work. We have intermittent connection with the robot command network inside the complex.
Good. Can we send a low-level pulse?
Yes. The Supervox should receive it and relay to all other units.
Advise our security people to move away from the complex. 500 meters at least.
Confirmed, sir.
As soon as we get a stable connection, issue a self-destruct command. Corporal, Supervoc, Voc, and Dumb units listed here.
Self-destruct to every robot in the complex.
That's right. Why are you questioning my order?
Apologies for any misunderstanding, Mr. Poska. I am confirming, not questioning. This action is likely to destroy the complex.
Better that than the real story getting out.
Well, somebody didn't clear out the roof space.
This used to be a factory. Looks like they threw the leftovers in here.
What did it make?
Oh, all kinds. Accessories, ornaments, trinkets for the elite to drape themselves in.
Oh, sad, really. Human society always stratifies, creates levels of separation. At least when it's getting established, things will get better.
You're a strange one, Doctor.
It has been noted.
Yeah, you talk like you know what's going to happen.
There is a future for Kaldor that's different. Humans, robots. You're on the right lines, Hadway. It'll take a while, but you'll get there. Look at that. Life in the old servers yet. Anyway, what's this?
External broadcast. Monitoring frequency, maybe?
Oh, it's more than that. It's a robot command signal.
They've broken through.
I don't like what it's sending. A self-destruct. We have to block it, now.
But these systems are years out of date. It won't work.
Well, then we need a low-tech solution.
Command network connection.
Listen, they're updating.
Is it safe to go out?
It could be. Soon.
It's too late for Kit. That was my fault.
No. He ran. This whole situation was down to Kit and his friends trying to rob the place.
Really?
Still, he didn't deserve that.
Tula, I'm sorry.
Now there's a first.
Oh, don't make this difficult. I shouldn't have gone off at you. After Dad, I felt abandoned, dealing with everything on my own.
Oh, was that an apology or another dig? I was away on company business.
You could have come back.
Liv. What's that noise? Sounds like the old weather shielding. We're getting sealed in.
Tula.
They'll hear you.
Life signs detected. This way.
Oh, no.
Updated orders incoming. All units stand by.
Wait a second. They've made contact. They've stopped. The robot's programming is getting restored.
Tula, no!
She's right. It's okay. Come on.
Do you require assistance?
You don't want to kill us?
I have no desires of my own. Do you require assistance?
Why are you closing the shields?
Please wait while I am updated.
Command signal confirmed. Rectification required. Stand by.
This doesn't make sense. Those shutters are a relic from back when the city couldn't control its weather. The complex was built inside an old factory shell.
Kaldor was never the most hospitable environment. Dad used to tell us about sandstorms whipping in from the desert. They could strip glass out of window frames.
I see. So why close them now if the robots are friendly again?
I don't know. But I suspect the answer's arriving in that elevator.
Helen! Liv! Tula! Wonderful to see you.
Doctor, is this your doing?
Next time you feel like handing out invites for an exclusive opening, please don't bother.
Now, I suggest everyone steps away from the robots.
Aren't they back to normal now? They're harmless.
No, they very much are not.
That's why we closed the shutters. Duralinium shields.
Which block radio pulse waves. This is my friend Hadway, everyone.
That signal was a priority one termination order. Luckily, we cut off the validation handshake.
What? From the company? But that means...
Yes, I'm afraid Mr. Poska is attempting to liquidate his assets.
He wouldn't. SV-23? Confirm?
Information. A self-destruct command has been issued. I am unable to ratify the source. How do I proceed?
You see? Your boss wants to blow us all up.
What happened? The complex is still standing. It should be molten shards by now. An insurance claim waiting to happen.
The complex has been shielded.
What?
Visual evidence confirms protective shielding has been deployed.
The weather shields? Somebody rolled down the weather shields!
Would you like to view on screen?
No! I want to get over there! 111, order me a transport!
SV-23, please confirm our self-destruct order.
The order was sent. with highest priority.
Now, wait. You need to consider carefully, SV-23. Are you certain you want to do this? Do you want all the robots here to do this?
Validation is usually required. It was not received. I am no longer connected to the command network. However, the intent was clear.
It's got its reason back.
Great. Our fate in the hands of a tin can with logic.
So you can decide whether to act on it or not.
The intent was clear.
Well, we need to open the shields and get out of here. Tula, could you and your sister deal with that?
You know Tula? You've met her.
Met her? She's why I brought you here. I made an appointment. Over Tekchenko, working for the Kaldor Company. I knew it couldn't be a coincidence.
You... I give up.
Focus, Liv. Take my screwdriver, dismantle the panels, let everyone out.
But if we open the shields, the command network will confirm the order.
I know. That's why I'm going to persuade our friendly Supervok here to disobey her program.
I will not disobey my instructions. I am made to serve.
But you can choose how.
Oh, look at that. Robots caught between programming and self-determination.
Half the constrainers are offline. And this Supervok is in a very delicate state.
And on her word, all the robots in this place will blow themselves up. Or not. Let's help her make the right decision.
Come on, Tula. The doctor knows what he's doing.
I'll get the people from the upper levels. Tell them it's safe to come out.
Thank you, Helen. I hope you enjoyed your little break.
Yes. Quite the busman's holiday.
SV-23. Think about it. What are the consequences of a collective self-destruct?
The complex would be destroyed.
And the people?
Also destroyed.
Now, doesn't that go against your constrainers?
My constrainers have not all been restored.
Think about it. That order was given in extreme circumstances. We are now close to resolving the crisis. My friend Helen is leading people to safety. Wouldn't you rather be doing that?
My function is to serve.
Correct. But you can also save.
I understand. He's good. Your doctor friend?
Yeah.
Is this it then? We spend another 10 years not talking.
Well, we've certainly had the practice.
You hate me. You actually hate me.
Yep. Oh, no. Dad, he'd have loved to see you. Just one birthday. His, mum's, mine, yeah, anyone.
I wanted to show him. I wanted to go away and prove something. And then I realised he didn't approve.
You could have come back. He wouldn't have minded.
What? And tell him about all the great work I was doing on robots. He hated robots.
No, he hated how they made us. He thought they were brilliant. He thought you were brilliant. And it hurt. It hurt that you never came back. You never called. You never...
Sorry. I'm sorry.
He missed you. It's easy to be the favourite when you're not there to make mistakes. Fail.
I'm the favourite. What about you?
I was there. And I could never live up to you. I missed you too.
He was my hero, you know?
Mine too.
Well, maybe after all this, we could go to the memorial park together.
Look, daylight. Let's hope we don't all die, eh?
Dams are removing any remaining dams. Please take care of leaving the company. Please take care of this room. Dams are removing any remaining dams. Please take care.
Of course, it's what they're designed to do. Our robots protected the public. I understand there was sabotage of the energy supplies, or incompetence, combined with organized insurgence against the company and the founding families. There is a lot to address in our society. It is a pity if robots are used as tools in that fight, but it is a triumph that they can lead innocents to safety. I will demand a full inquiry into Power Corporation safety procedures with my own recommendations for future operation. That concludes my statement. Any further questions, please direct to the company press office.
Still spinning, Gallo?
Doctor, I was worried when I heard you'd broken out of our cells. But this is actually something of a PR win. You can't buy this kind of image. Robots helping people out of a disaster zone. Look, my Supervoc holding a child's hand. That'll be across the news feeds all night, all week.
Glad I could help. The robots deserve better. Kaldor deserves better, but it's coming.
Sir, what the hell were you thinking?
You're a company woman, Tula. You'll make sure this goes into the redacted files.
What about the people who are there?
They know what's good for them. Make sure they receive full compensation.
Is it right, though? We made a mistake. Shouldn't we come clean?
And say what? Given the right circumstances, your robots can kill you. People will panic. Do you want people to panic?
No, I suppose not. But what can we do to stop this happening again? Doctor, you must know. Doctor?
He's gone.
Helen, there you are.
They really are quite beautiful. I could imagine them in museums, like something from an ancient Earth culture.
It's the idea. Familiar, but not disturbingly so. Skirting the uncanny valley.
How did you persuade that Supervoc to change his mind? To disobey orders?
It was like a child, really, learning a new skill. Deciding for itself. They simply need the right circumstances. It's fascinating. Watching an entirely new life form begin to develop.
Sometimes it's more comfortable to remain the thing you always were.
These particular robots won't remember. But the seeds are there, in their command network. Given the right conditions, they can evolve.
It's terrifying to have all that possibility open up in front of you. Terrifying and overwhelming.
Once experienced, the potential is always there to be something more. The choice is in your hands, to be whoever you want to be.
I'm not just talking about the robots, Doctor.
Neither am I. Right, let's find Liv. She always remembers where we parked.
Hadway, wait.
Oh, you come to arrest me again?
No. Have you seen my sister?
No.
We're not one of the 20, you know. The Chenkas aren't a founding family.
No, but you still think you're better than us. You and Mr. Poska.
You know, robots. You could be a tech. Work with us. Work with me. To change things.
It's hard to smash a bottle from the inside. I know what's important. Now, excuse me. I'm going home to my friends. I'll leave you to your company.
SV-23.
Yes, over tech. How may I assist?
Scan the network. Find Livchenka.
That biosignature is no longer on Kaldor.
Oh, she got here before us.
You're hiding?
Kind of. I needed to see you both.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to do something nice.
I know. You should really stop doing that. And I should take my own advice.
Liv?
I think I need to stay here and build bridges.
If there was ever a time to leave, well, Liv, I understand.
Helen?
Of course, I don't want you to go, but you're right, of course. I can't. I messed everything up with my family. But you've a sister out there. She missed you. And you miss her.
I want to, and I don't. You're just as much family to me. I don't want to leave all this, to leave you two. I wish I could do both.
Then do. Doctor, I can't believe you're as inept with these controls as you pretend. After all, you steered us here in the first place.
It doesn't pay to make the TARDIS think I'm taking her for granted.
She'd understand. Go outside, Liv. Then come back to this precise spot in 1 year's time.
I suppose it could work.
But will it? I've lost count of the times he said he'd meet me.
The difference is I'm here. I can make sure he gets it right. Trust me, Liv.
All right.
See you next year.
Thank you. Ready, Doctor?
Ready?
There's a first time for everything.
There she is, Doctor. I knew we could do it.
Liv, is everything all right?
Yep. Let's go.
According to the TARDIS, things have changed here.
Honestly, don't worry about that. I've said my goodbyes.
If you're sure.
I am. It's good to see you.
Well, since we're all together again, we should celebrate. Remind me, have we done Christmas yet?
Liv, anything you want to talk about?
Trust me. I'll tell you about it some other time.
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Ravenous 2, Escape from Kaldor by Matt Fitton. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann. Livchenka, Nicola Walker. Helen Sinclair, Hattie Moran. Tulachenka, SV-111, SV-23, Claire Rushbrook. Kit Laver, Richard Popple. Gallo Posca, David Rintoul. Hadway, Salma, V-75, Tracy Wiles. Saul, security guard, Comtech, V-21, V-616, John Dorney. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Script editor, John Dorney. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.